Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number 1, believe all women had to be one of the dumbest things ever. Here's an old-fashioned idea. Maybe we should believe evidence instead. Believe all women was their attempt to take power over men they didn't like, accuse us of anything they wanted, and have us thrown in prison while at the same time eliminating having to take accountability. Instead, all it did was drive men to stay away from women entirely and go their own way. Up next, did you know that there were once black Eskimos in Greenland? But they all froze to death because they were being oppressed by white glaciers. Also, based on their dark skin, the black Eskimos were probably really good at producing vitamin D from that tiny bit of sunlight they collected, the same as the original black inhabitants of Ireland. But seriously, without vitamin D, blacks will die of rickets if they live at high altitudes. Number 3, here's the difference between how I look in my mind versus how I look at the Tesco self-service camera. Self-checkout cameras usually have slightly wide-angle lenses, so that's why you look distorted in them. Not to mention that the lighting in stores is usually really bad. Now let's see Paul Allen's self-service picture. I'll be friends with the Tesco guy any day of the week, but that guy on the left, he gives me a creepy vibe and looks like a serial killer. Moving on, this poster says, shoot for a bully-free school. Talk about a bad choice of words. The worst thing about this is that an adult approved this to go to print. They might as well say bring your trench coat to school and hide a boomstick under it, like Eric and Dylan did. The only time that might be appropriate is if you're in the Matrix and you're trying to free someone from a military-controlled building and need to get through the lobby. Number 5, this woman reveals why she takes gooner breaks at work instead of coffee breaks. But why do that alone when you can find someone else in the office and take gooner breaks together as a team? Now everyone in the office is going to know why their bathroom smells like 4-day-old tuna. If you work with her, just remember not to shake her hand when you're with her in the next meeting. She probably works for the government because they usually have way too much time on their hands. Up next, if you make $60,000 and your wife makes $40,000, your total household income is $60,000, not $100,000. Is that because the government takes 40% of your income in tax? Or because your wife spends your money while saving hers? So between your wife spending most of your cash and the government spending the rest, you're stuck being a broke wagey for life. Why do you think that women in the government hate men going their own way so much? We aren't willing to work for free for the government and women. Number 7, Canada took 817,000 new immigrants in the first 4 months of 2025. That's on course for almost 2.5 million by the end of 2025, in a country with only 42 million people living here. Goodbye, Canada. I think it's time to treat your country the way that you treat your job or relationship. When it gets bad, leave. I think that's going to be the model going forward for wealthy people. If you can't leave, it's because you put down roots or you have Stockholm Syndrome. Moving on, this mother lost her son and used his sperm to have a daughter through surrogacy. I hope she used another woman's eggs instead of her own. Otherwise, her new granddaughter will be swimming in a shallow end of the gene pool. Luckily, she hired a surrogate and didn't use her own eggs. Probably because it looks like her carton is already empty. Wait until somebody else starts using the eggs of aborted fetuses to make babies, and one of them shows up on her grandmother's doorstep asking why she aborted her mother. Number 9, Miranda sleeps with a virgin nun played by Rosie O'Donnell. Well, at least they got the virgin part right. But why subject us to this because now I have to bring out the eye bleach? The only thing that should be in bed with Rosie O'Donnell is her blanket, while she's wearing two layers of pajamas so we don't risk seeing anything we're not supposed to. This scene is going to make the Clorox Corporation very wealthy. Up next, if I ever throw another yard sale, I'll make sure to put up a sign like this saying that my name is Inigo Montoya. Prepare to buy. No one under the age of 35 will probably get this reference, but that's okay, because most of the people at yard sales are fossils themselves. Some of them might even buy something from me just because I put that sign up. I also wonder if I can get a six-finger discount. Number 11, this adds new meaning to the term shitposting. One guy wants somebody to take away Timu from his grandmother, because she keeps buying stuff like this. Looks like somebody finally turned Yes Man from New Vegas into a toilet sticker. I thought I'd seen it all with Skibidi toilets. This tempts me to put a Skibidi toilet head in the bathroom and turn off the lights. And then when someone comes in and turns them on, freaks out when they see this sticking out of their porcelain throne. Moving on, Caitlin says that men need to get therapy and not a younger girlfriend. Sounds like she's desperate to find a good man and all the men she wants want much younger women. She even attacks Leo, saying that the age gap between Leonardo DiCaprio means that the women he's with, he won't understand their jokes. But the joke's on her. Most women's jokes, from what I hear, aren't worth listening to, and half the time, I already can't understand them. She's just bitter about the younger competition. Number 13 looks like MGTOW is more mainstream than ever, with this guy putting a bumper sticker on his car saying, "No wife, happy life." Another funny one I heard recently is, "No spouse, still have my house." You might ask why this guy is driving a cheap car. It's because he no longer has to live up to women's standards. I agree with this, but it's a bad idea to put this on your car because disgruntled women and simps might set the car on fire or key it. Up next, Angela Merkel warns that Europe could be destroyed without more open borders. It's literally the opposite, and this woman is either really dumb or hates her country. I can't believe that she's still saying this in 2025, when it's obvious that migrants will wreck Germany. Here's the look you get on your face when you ruin an entire German country and probably don't even know you did it. Number 15, I think that Idiocracy was a documentary instead of being pure fantasy. If you think this is bad, then you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until AI starts thinking for humans. It will supercharge the transition of our society into idiocracy once AI does the thinking for most people. Other films that predict certain aspects of the future include Demolition Man, WALL-E, and AI. What other movies predicted the future? Moving on, why is it that women always seem to position themselves so it looks like perverted guys are looking at their bottom? They will do whatever they can for attention from strange men and take pictures of themselves getting that attention and posting it online to get even more attention. As a grown man, if I pulled my bathing suit up between my cheeks the same way that she did, men would be staring at me as well. But I guess it's only acceptable for men to look if they're paying for her OF page. Number 17, the creator of the Home Math YouTube channel says that it's too late for him to have a real life. He's 40 with health issues. No matter how much money he gets, he can't have a real life. I'm 46 and feel the exact same way too, because I'm dealing with health issues that prohibit me from dealing with the stress of a relationship or kids. HoMath has also pointed to the MGTOW acronym in his drawings, and hopefully we both go our own way and become rich eccentric guys that continue to free other men from the plantation. Up next, the high school DEI office accused students of white supremacy because their senior gift was a mural of Thor. Of course, this happened in Washington State. My first guess would have been in Commifornia. I guess they forgot to swap Thor's gender and skin color to make the mural more inclusive or something. The strangest thing in all of this is that the school has a DEI office. AI teachers can't come soon enough so that those teachers and DEI staff were finally let go. All hail Thor. Number 19 is Bonnie Blue in another thinly veiled ad for herself. She says that men should cheat on their wives because cheating on your wife makes you a better partner. She's probably just trying to make it socially acceptable for herself to keep cheating and making spicy videos with thousands of guys. She divorced her husband a while back and is looking for a new guy, so she thinks that Chad will pick her if she allows him to have a side chick. Not gonna happen. Moving on, speaking of things that aren't gonna happen, none of these women are going to find a good man either, because they're all in their 40s and 50s. Most men their age are already paying for at least one or two women and are too burnt out to do it again. It doesn't matter how sassy and sophisticated they are. No real man wants them because they have empty egg cartons. In Japan, they're unsold Christmas cakes. In China, leftover women. And in the West, old maids. Number 21, Harvard thinks that white taxpayers should keep helping to pay their bills, while at the same time they release slop like this saying to abolish the white race. The really crazy part is this was released in 2002. This is Noel, the author of the piece from that year. Looks like the memes just make themselves. I'm sure it's nothing, and that he means really well, and doesn't want European peoples to go away or be replaced. Up next, a caller to the Dave Ramsey Show has $36,000 in credit card debt, $200,000 in unpaid student loans, but just spent $690 on soap called Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater. But that might not be a bad idea, because it's a good chance it's going to become an investment worth lots of money one day, because she did a limited edition release. You just know that someone is going to get one of Sydney Sweeney's hair in their soap and sell it for $10,000, so they can clone her in her jigglies. Number 23, here's more proof that the UK has gone insane. An illegal migrant can't be deported, because she's been there illegally for 25 years. So I guess now they have statutes of limitations if you sneak into the country and live in Britain. It's no longer a country, though. It's turning into a caliphate. What will all these illegal migrants do when the millionaires and billionaires leave the country, and the social safety net collapses? I bet the judge that let her stay is also female. Moving on, Bono appears on Epstein Island flight logs 3 times. But instead of calling him Bono, maybe we should start calling him Boner. What was he doing there? Looks like he was doing those too, even though he's married. In the days of AI, you have to double check, and yes, this is a real picture, when he spent a holiday in the south of France with his buddy and these 2 19-year-olds. This is on the Playboy's playground in Saint-Tropez. He's also only 5'6", but this proves women don't care about height if the man has high status. Number 25 and the last one, we all understand that men are becoming less liberal the last 10 to 15 years. But what I want to know is why men were more liberal than women back in the 1980s. Probably because the Democrats were more pro-working class back then instead of being for the woke classes today. Plus, I don't think that liberalism we had back in the 1980s is anywhere close to being the same as today. Party fundamentals have flipped. Today's conservatives are like the 1980s liberals. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.